This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to Do The Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African Radio. I am Ayodeji Fumilayo. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Housing affordability in Canada just saw the biggest improvement in almost 4 years. Pence cleared in classified documents investigation, DOG says. SA, Rwanda genocide suspects reappears in court, more charges are likely. Now the news in details. Stable interest rates and the continued cooling in home prices helped give housing affordability in Canada its biggest jump in almost 4 years in the first quarter of 2023, according to a new report. On Thursday afternoon, National Bank of Canada released its quarterly housing affordability monitor, which it tracks through mortgage payments as a percentage of income, MPPI. Mortgage payments as a percentage of income reached 60.9% in the quarter, down 3.2 percentage points from the previous period and down 5.4 percentage points from recent highs. Q1's affordability boost was the best improvement in the last 15 quarters tracked by National Bank. Affordability was better for the second quarter in a row in Canada, according to the report. Each of the 10 markets monitored by National Bank showed improvement, the first time that happened in 2.5 years. National Bank noted that while there had been improvement in MPPI, it remains elevated and has not retrenched the massive rise in unaffordability observed during the COVID-19 pandemic. Canadians looking to enter the housing market in a major urban center now need to save an average of just over $50,000, which National Bank estimates requires 73 months of savings. The bank cited a continuing price decline in the first quarter as helping Canadians better afford their homes. National Bank said medium home prices were down for a third consecutive quarter, marking an overall decline of 7.3%, which the bank called the biggest drawdown in a general. At the same time as the housing correction was proceeding, the Bank of Canada announced a conditional pause on interest rate hikes in the quarter, providing some relief to mortgage rates. Pence cleared in classified documents investigation, DOJ says. The Department of Justice has notified former President Vice President Mike Pence that no criminal charges will be sought in their investigation into his handling of classified documents after leaving office, according to a letter sent to Pence's attorney by the DOJ that ABC News has revealed. Earlier this year, lawyers for Pence informed the Justice Department that a small number of classified documents had been found at his home in Indiana. The Justice Department spokesperson confirmed the authenticity of the letter to ABC News but declined to comment further. The letter from DOJ's National Security Division comes the week before Pence is expected to announce his candidacy for president in 2024. The discovery of classified documents at Pence's home came after representatives for President Joe Biden similarly found classified material from his time as vice president and dating back to his time as a senator in several locations. A special counsel is still investigating Biden's potential mishandling of classified materials, and the status of that probe remains unclear. As a Rwanda genocide suspect reappears in court, more charges are likely. Fulgence Kayishema appeared for a second time before a court in Cape Town, South Africa, on Friday, June 2nd. The former police officer is one of the most wanted suspects in Rwanda's genocide and is suspected of orchestrating the killing of some 2,000 people nearly 3 decades ago. Following Kayishema's appearance, the court was adjourned until 9 June. Citing Eric Tabazalila, the spokesperson of the National Prosecuting Authority NPA, local media, Mail, Guardians, and the Citizen reported that Kaishema was charged with at least 14 charges and that more charges will be added. The state will reportedly review files during the ITAS to unveil a more comprehensive charge sheet. What we are talking about at the moment is local charges, State Prosecutor Nathan Adrian said. Then it will also depend on the two-level ACK files which have more charges against Fulgence Kaishema. Then it will depend on what comes out of those. Fulgence Kaishema was also known as Donatien Nibashuba, a false name, applied for asylum in South Africa in January 2000, pretending to be a citizen of Burundi. He was arrested on May 24 at a grape farm in the small wineland town of Para, 60 kilometers 35 miles north of Cape Town. Slaughtering a church, Kaisha, with others, allegedly took part in one of the genocide's bloodiest episodes, when more than 2,000 of men, women, and children who had sought shelter in a church were slaughtered. Napatali Aishakiye, the executive secretary of IBUCA, an association of survivors of the Rwanda genocide, has called for the repatriation of the suspect. We want him to be tried here in Kigali so that the victims and survivors can follow the trial. We are afraid that these people could die without facing justice, so we really need to do this quickly. Currently, my client is calm, collected and composed, says his lawyer, Joanne Smooths, on Friday, June 22nd, adding that Kaishema was waiting for the extradition documentation evidencing which country they seek to extradite him to. Wearing a blue jacket, black trousers and spectacles, the suspect denied any role in the massacre after being quizzed by a local journalist before entering the packed courtroom on May 26. Around 800,000 Rwandans, most of them ethnic Tutsi, was slaughtered over 100 days at the hands of Hutu extremists. The former fugitive was indicted by the United Nations International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda and charged with genocide, complicity in genocide, conspiracy to commit genocide, and crimes against humanity for killings and other crimes alleged to have been committed during Rwanda's genocide. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist tonight. My name is Ayodeji Fubilayo. Stay tuned for more exciting content on Dodo Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
This is Dodo Spray FM, Pan-African radio.